Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Better to turn to for matters of intelligence on this war for the free world, of an unclassified nature, of course, but a member of the House Intelligence Committee. He is Congressman Mike Pompeo. He also serves on two other very important committees in the Congress these days, the Energy and Commerce Committee and the House Select Committee on Benghazi. And we'll touch on issues in each of these portfolios with him. Congressman Pompeo is one of the most remarkable men I know, certainly in public life. Graduated first from his class at West Point, served in the United States Army, has now represented the people of Kansas' 4th District in Congress with great distinction. He is always welcome here. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Frank, it's great to be with you. Thanks for that kind introduction.
Well, it's heartfelt and justified. Let me talk to you about several things that really are of very great importance, and you are right in the middle of them. Let's start perhaps with the Iran deal. It seems as though the self-imposed deadline of tomorrow will not be met by the president and his team. We're seeing not only the delay of game, but also a continuing disclosure of problems with the Iranians of all different kinds and concessions being made to them. Give us your sense of where we are on this deal and what Congress ought to be doing about it.
Well, Frank, I'm actually glad they didn't get this done across the weekend. I worried that they would. We watched them give up on banning enrichment. We watched them continue to make concessions on the Iranian missile program. Verification looks now to be a shell of what the original commitment was and what is absolutely necessary to have any chance of catching the world's largest state sponsor of terror building a nuclear weapon. They now told us that we can't inspect military programs. These are all things that even the president acknowledged were non-starters at the outset. And I'm hopeful the president will do what everybody knows. When you go to a Persian bazaar, you have to walk away at least once, right? Let's take our turn. Let's walk away. Let's regroup. And let's figure out if we can't put together a proposition that actually allows an agreement that would do something besides actually sanction the Iranian building of a nuclear weapon.
Boy, amen to that. And it seems to me we ought to stop these negotiations now. The deadline expiring ought to give us an excuse for doing so. And I encourage you and your colleagues to insist on that, as well as, of course, to fight it if the deal does materialize afterwards. Congressman Pompeo, let me switch gears. Another place where we're watching, among others, the Iranians posing very serious threats to us is in the area of cyber attacks. The Office of Personnel Management hacks have, of course, dominated the news of late. China has been credited with having raided as many as 18 million personnel files with incredibly detailed information. Give us, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, a sense of what the counterintelligence implications of that hack might be and what it says about, you know, kind of our ongoing vulnerability to these sorts of predations from not just the Chinese, but others as well.
Well, there were multiple attacks here, Frank, across an extended period of time. It does indeed appear that it's the Chinese. I suppose it's still possible that it's not, but every indication is that that's who did this. It would end up being the Chinese People Liberation Army. The implications for our counterintelligence are very significant. It appears that they've had access to personnel files for federal employees, which always includes our intelligence lawyers. And I'm hopeful that there were precautions in place that they weren't able to exfiltrate all this information. I don't think we know exactly yet precisely what went across the boundary. But this is a significant attack. It rivals the scope and breadth of some of the materials that Mr. Snowden took, and will have implications for U.S. national security for years to come.
Do you think that OPM was derelict in taking steps to protect these incredibly important databases, given, as you say, that there had been evidence that they were under attack for years.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about the fact that there was enormous incompetence at OPM. And frankly, the folks who were supervising their IT, that goes more broadly throughout the federal government outside of OPM itself. Go look at some of the IG reports. Their internal auditors for OPM for an extended period and said, hey, there's risk. There's potential exposure. We've got to get after this. And they did nearly nothing. Someone certainly needs to be held accountable, although I must say my focus is on trying to mitigate the damage as we move forward and then ensuring that whoever replaces the leadership at OPM in the weeks and months ahead gets this right. This is a big deal, whether it's $4 million or something that I anticipate ends up closer to $15 or $16 million files exposed. This has a significant impact on America's capacity to keep its information private.
It does. Congressman, let me again switch gears. Another area in your remarkable array of responsibilities, and again, our guest is Congressman Mike Pompeo, representing the people of the 4th District of Kansas, is in the energy area, another very rich target for enemy action, apparently, are the computers as well as other assets of our electric grid. We'll be talking shortly with Congressman Loudermilk, one of your colleagues from Georgia, about legislation just approved by his Homeland Security Committee last week, the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act. But I wonder what your thoughts are, sir, on the question of whether we're doing enough to protect those assets against penetration, whether it's through cyber means or sabotage or electromagnetic pulse. And if not, shouldn't we be getting on aggressively with trying to make sure that those most critical of critical infrastructure assets are, in fact, safeguarded?
Frank, I was very pleased with what Homeland Security did last week. I'm glad they got this critical infrastructure bill out of committee. But there's a lot, even if that's to become law, there's still an awful lot more work to be done. We have got to engage businesses that run our energy infrastructure and make sure that they are as near impenetrable as possible. I think the average citizen doesn't appreciate what it would mean if there were an attack, whether it's an attack that's a terrorist attack on a hardened facility, or an EMP attack, or somebody who just goes in and conducts a cyber attack on that grid. Shutting down even a fraction of America's energy grid for even a short period of time costs an enormous amount of money and will impact every American in ways that are very, very significant. It will make the natural disasters that we have from time to time pale in comparison.
Yeah, we are working with a producer of a marvelous documentary called Black Start, which talks about exactly that challenge, and you couldn't be more right. I hope with your leadership, Congressman Mike Pompeo, that we can get the utilities industry to participate in and really help lead on this. But they've been derelict, it seems to me, and we need some leadership from Congress on this as well. Let me turn to one last issue that I know, speaking of leadership, you've been very deeply involved in, and that is this Benghazi Gate scandal. You've been commenting on the latest revelations that, in fact, Congress has been denied all kinds of information that Hillary Clinton and the State Department has had in their files. What is the latest on that, Congressman, and what can you do in light of Hillary Clinton apparently simply eliminating some of this information?
Frank, we are almost 3 years from the date that four Americans were killed in Benghazi, Libya. This September will mark the third anniversary of that tragedy. And we still can't get the State Department to turn over a basic set of documents to our committee. And we learned now 2 weeks ago that this arrangement that Secretary Clinton had with herself, where she was able to use a private server, control her own destiny, judge which emails should the American people should get to see, we learned that she didn't turn over the documents that we asked for. We don't know to this date exactly where between she and the State Department it all fell apart, but we know that we got documents from Sidney Blumenthal that we did not receive from either the State Department or Secretary Clinton. They've now said it's state. They don't have them. We can only assume that she didn't provide them. The reason for that we need to determine, and I'm hopeful that in spite of the fact that she says the server was wiped, she will provide us that server such that an independent, neutral third party can evaluate all of the material to decide which is public and which is private. And when we do, the Benghazi stuff should be made available to the American people immediately.
Amen. Well, it may be that we're reduced to seeing if the Russians or Chinese, who were certainly hacking that computer server, will provide it to us, if nobody else will. Congressman Pompeo, we're hard out of time. Thank you for your time, as always, sir, as well as your extraordinary service, both in uniform and in the United States Congress these days. Come back to us again very soon and keep up the great work. Next up, Gordon Chang is our guest. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.